Blog Talk Radio.
And here we go, Psychic Gone Wild. Hello, everyone. That was Sir Magnus with Gimme. Want to tell everybody, and going into it tonight, we're going wild. Psychic's Gone Wild is live and here with you again. 773-897-6461 for that phone number. We are going to be telling you real quickly who the winner was last night for the week. Those of you know, we always pick a new winner every Friday for our Christmas basket. And last night we picked a winner, and the winner was Rosa Maria. She wrote down, "I hope I win." Well, Rosa Maria, you did win, and you can send us your snail mail. We'll be able to get that to you. We'll also give you an email back. We'll send back to you, "You were the winner," and get the gifts to you. This Christmas basket was a really great one. In the Christmas basket was Barbara Booger with Tim Ray, "The Awakening of the Human Being, A Guide to the Power of the Mind," a CD signed copy of Songs from the Home World by Linda Irwin. It's a vegan And it's vegan and it tastes good by Chef Ceci. All of you guys know our Chef Ceci, her phenomenal book, and going into some bites from heaven there. So those gifts will be sent to Rosa Maria. And thank you, Fives, for going into the contest. Continue, please, to continue to put in, because we're going to be giving them away. We also have had a lot of questions on where to put them in. You can put them in two places for the contest. PsychicsGoneWild.com on the left side. You'll see where it says put in for the free gifts and contest, or on Psychic Jethro site at jethrosmith.net. Both sites work. You can put in. I've had a couple put in for both, so it gives you two chances to win. Write me a line, say this is what you got. Going right into the show tonight. It's Saturday. It's live, and we're here. We're going to quickly go through some real quick questions. I do ask that we limit it down to one question per phone call. We love all of you, and let's go. 224, here you go. How are you tonight?
Hello, this is Jill.
Hey, Jill, this is Jethro. It's good to hear from you. I'm glad you got a hold of us. You having a great holiday?
I try not to start too early.
Oh, see how you are. I was putting up a Christmas tree in August.
Really?
Trying to, but they wouldn't let me. You know, Tampa, they just seem to have this palm tree thing down or something. So, but I love that you called in, Jill. I welcome you. And can I get your one question tonight?
Yeah, I just am wondering, now that my sister received a letter I wrote her, you know, that I'm not going to be treated like this anymore, did she think about it? And you had said the last time she's not fooling anyone, and I'm just wondering what you meant by that.
Okay, no, this is good, Jill. And looking here at the energy, I want to welcome you. I do feel that when we go to your sister, when we started talking before, they had said, you know, you said that I had me do that. And I know the guides were telling me with her that she is really putting in a lot of time with you, that it's for the attention. And I think that's what the guides were telling me. She's not fooling anyone. And when it comes down to the fact that this is a game, this has also been a problem with her, that, you know, you pretty much have put your foot down and said no more. And what the angels are telling me and the guides with her is that it's going to be it's going to end up being a sad thing that's going to come. I don't want to say this, but we don't always have a happy ending. I see that this pretty much goes into the part of you and her working together. No, I don't see that. I see her basically, you putting your foot down, her going the energy, and her setting back, still attempting to upset you, cause problems, do whatever she can to cause this energy with you. I'm sensing that, and I do see something really sad here with you, Jill, as the next couple months go on and everything else. I see her just mad, and her attempts is that this is what she wants, is she wants to get you riled, or she wants to get you to retaliate, and you're moving on. You put your foot down. You said you're not doing this. Now you're going on to a different part. Before, it was even you and your daughter. They were mean to your daughter and everything else to get this attention.
Yes. Why? What's her point?
She's not... She's got not a, you know, I want to say that she's a bad egg. No, but what she's got is she's got herself in a pretty much an energy where she's doing this to get even with you, feeling that it's going to hurt you, hurt the ones you love, causing other things. You're not playing her game. So now she's going to go to another part of this energy. And what the guides are showing is her continually sending energy to you, causing problems in hopes of continuing to raise energy to be able to get you into a cycle that resonates to her more of a whole positive anchorment of energy that's going to be able to go with her. And it's like it's just going to continue in that bad saga. And, you know, the shame of it is, Jill, you know, when we talked before, I know that I've suggested with you, have you tried putting some healing energy around her?
You know, that also sounds like my other sister. So are they? But you're talking about the one I wrote the letter to.
It feels like the one you wrote the letter to can be healed. The other sister, the one we talked about before, I don't think it's going to really ever matter. When I'm picking
no.
up with both, I feel the one never's going to give in. She's just going to basically have this hate, have this anger, and she lives on it. You know, and it's a shame, because what we're doing here is, you know, we all know in spiritual unconditional love, It's not that. It's not that simple for you, Jill. You can surround her with pink. You can make out these energy. You and I both know she's throwing daggers. She's throwing negative.
Right.
And when she's going after your kids, that's when games over, cease and play. Nobody gets to touch the bear's babies. You know, it's
right.
Like.
Right.
And I feel you've done the right, you know, motherly thing. You've stuck up for your energy. You've also put yourself in this position. I feel the angels are telling me that as this goes, we do a lot of this, when we do psychic works with people, a lot of metaphysical, this is family. So what you need to do is you need to be putting up some energy, some positive things that you do. You've already put your stance there physically with the letter. I feel with this other one, I feel that the next point is disassociating yourself and, you know, doing some work there, a mirror work, what we call it, is shielding work. It's sitting down, doing some positive work, some intent, and getting rid of this energy, whether you physically put it into something. I keep seeing with you that this is, it's making you physically sick, Jill. It's because she's throwing energy. It hurts you. It hurts in the back of your head. There's times she's doing other energies to cause problems with you.
Why?
It's giving her a need. It's paying you back. She's got a jealousy. You know, she was spoiled. When you guys were younger, she got more of the attention than you.
Okay.
And I know that don't make sense. Everybody's going, yeah, then why is she after Jill when she got more of the attention? Well, now she's not getting that attention. And unfortunately, she's needing that energy. How did she get it before? By causing problems. She also feels that if she gets this going with you, it's going to make her feel better for what is wrong. And it's nothing you did, Jill. She's got some real serious, I would say, emotional scars from her own decisions in life. And she's blaming them on you.
Why? It's like I am like, as the whole family blames everything on me. And I'm the only person in the family that never did anything.
You've got that karma in this life. And what we got to do is we got to get you to do some metaphysical work, meditation, raising some white energy, putting in energy. You know, I talk about this a lot with the spiritual ones. We know this with psychic energy. You raise the energy, you put yourself in this position, and you put yourself in what we call a shielding, and a lot of people call it disco ball. It's an energy that reflects it back. So what you're doing is you're reflecting it back. You do those prayers. You know, you do, I have a guardian prayer. You know, if you've gotten a hold of me at psychicjethrodavil.com, get a hold of me, Jill, and say, this is Jill asking about my sister.
Okay.
I'll send you a free prayer there at psychicjethrodavil.com. It's a very good metaphysical prayer that puts the guardian angel there at your back, and it also starts reflecting this kind of stuff back, because what you've got is something that, during these times, and a lot of people will do this when their families are doing it, it's to break that pattern. They picked you from karma from the life before to be the person to blame. They also don't want to take responsibility. So you were born with a group of people in a race to learn some karmic. You've always, like you said, you've never done anything. They also need to find somebody in the family to blame. So what they're doing, anything goes wrong, it's easier to say, stick it on Jill's door. You know, I come from a big family of eight. I was not the one they did blame, but I know who they did blame, and they always stuck it on her door. And what really is what's happened to you is that this has become a pattern. Well, your sisters have got to overcome it. So by you shielding, and we do some metaphysical prayers and angel work, they're going to reflect this back. The karma is look in the mirror. What they need to do is realize the person that's causing all their havoc is right inside. It's not the outside world. It's them. I feel, but what I don't want to do is it's made you sick before, and you did the right thing. Leave my children alone. Nobody gets to go after your children. I don't care if what you were as a child.
Right.
So, you know, and that's, I do see that, Jill. I am keeping the prayers. I'm glad to hear from you. I've been keeping prayers
thank
out for
you.
Thank
you for always welcoming me. Thank you.
Like you, and we always look forward to it. You're one of our family and friends, and someday
thank
they'll
you.
Grow up.
Maybe.
We welcome you, and this is Psychic Scott Wild. Psychic Jethro, thanking you for calling in. Going right along, we're at 347. You're on live on Psychic Scott Wild. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Really good. What do you think of our music here? We've got Sir Magnus with Give Me. I think a very phenomenal new artist.
Oh, wow. How you doing? Yes, I am an artist.
Mm-hmm.
My name is Nuriel, and I'm calling from New York City. And my question was regarding I'm really considering a move to Europe to to Berlin, Germany, actually. And I want to know if that is pretty faithful for me to pursue that move.
Very good. And that's why I asked your opinion, because you're very gifted. I can feel very sensitive. That's what the guys are also saying about your other gift. They're telling me that you're going to do the move there and that you're going to be able to really become involved in some of what you really need to do. You've got a test going on for you, and the guys are telling me you are one of those people that when you're really passionate about it, your gift and your creativity, your artistic work, and someone else is helping you, but you're not sure. They have to really show you love. There's something here about the you guys have not done 110% giving or something here to get together.
Oh wow,
that's really
wow.
There.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
You're a little nervous here. You don't call psychics a lot, I take it. You're just like, what, did Psychic Desert come up on the phone tonight? You said, let's call this guy, see if he's drinking. What are you doing?
Wow. I did recently meet someone that I'm, like, unsure of. And they do want me to come to Europe, and they believe it's favorable, and they would like to help, so I'm kind of like, well, we'll see.
You know, let him help a little bit. You also remember with you, you can't get so far in love that you lose sight of you again. You did this before, and your guys
yes.
are telling you, when you get hurt, you really get hurt to the bottom up. You're going to have to take this really kind of slow with love. You and love don't walk slowly. You and love jump from one height to the other. You're in the deep, baby, and you're in love, or you're up there watching it, waving at it, going, goodbye, love. That's what they show it.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that caught me off guard. I didn't expect that.
Yeah,
that's true.
You got you going. You're just like, well, this guy's real. Who told you about me? Now you're like, this guy's real. You're just like, I'm telling this psychic guy, he's telling me stuff about myself. This is good. I love it for calling in, and we are welcome you to call along. Make sure you put in for our gift. And I have some fans out there and actually who listen to us in Germany. So you definitely, you know, keep us going with this. I'm going to put out some prayers and a little bit of energy with you. Just be careful of the fact they said that you've got to get through a little bit of this other stress right now. There's something going on that's keeping you, when you're doing your creative, you're not feeling it the way you used to. And they said you've got to find that piece of you that's hurt.
Yeah, that's true. I've been really putting that in my writing and my music for my healing in that. So that is true.
Feel it. No, definitely send us one. Give us your permission. We'll be playing your music up here. I can feel with you. And when they said that about love, you were like, whoa. You just sit there and love. It's like, whoa, what happened there? You know, somebody just hit this man with love. And it hit hot. That's a fantastic.
I appreciate that, and thank you. And I will definitely keep you posted. That's good news. That's really good news.
Good. Bless you, and thank you for listening in. This is Psychic Scott Wallace, Psychic Jethro, and we welcome all of you guys, as you said, keeping us posted. Remember to hit that side and follow on the right side there of Blog Talk. If you're calling in on 773-897-6461, drop us a line. Let me know at jethrosmith.net or psychicsgonewild.com. This is me. Hey, get in for that contest. We'll be giving Christmas presents away here again on Wednesday, so put your name in for that drawing. Rosa Maria just won the last one Friday, and we'll be giving one away again next Friday. 478, it's up to you. You're on live with Psychics Gone Wild. Like Jethro.
Hi, Jethro. This is Debbie. How are you?
Good, Debbie. We are just sitting here trying to get the phone. We got people on this side. He's went off his walker. I'm on my rock.
Oh, it's great to talk to you. My one question is going to be, is I have a job interview on Monday, and what did you feel about this, if this was for me?
Oh, I do feel this is, and I feel what's happening is that we're working right on it. You're right on the perfect schedule. We just went through Gemini rising. Love is in the air.
Mm-hmm.
Here. Also, the part that's coming up for career here really is doing a different change. Now, I'm picking up, Debbie, this is a little different than what you're usually doing. Is this, you're still in your healing career, right?
Yes. I'm still a nurse, and this is actually working in the radiology department. I've got an interview at 9:30 tomorrow, but I want to say one thing. There's a saying that I saw. It says, if you love your job, you will never work a day in your life. I would like that type of job. I would love that type of job.
I feel that. I feel that really going there with you. I feel that's really, really. I feel that's what, you know, that's what we need to be working towards. And the guys are saying that it's obviously they're going to do a blessing for you. They're going to put you in a type of job that is. That's what the guys are talking about. They're letting me know that right now, just kind of patter along with these things, keep going as you're doing, because there is bigger and better stuff coming with this other job. I also see part of what they want for you, Debbie, is they want you to feel and know that there is there's a big, big purpose going on here with you. You know, and everyone who knows, who's listened in, Debbie's a friend, a member, and family, and, you know, I tease, she's in my dial ready whenever I need to call, and I just tease her because she's one of those really good people. And Debbie, I can see what the guys are saying with you, is they're putting that energy in right now to strengthening for this other job later. It is there. It's not far from happening to be able to get you. Like it is a little different, and that's ironic. I had to kind of look and go, whoa, this is a little different type of kind of what you're used to. Debbie's our hard worker here. She's the one we get on her for not slowing down. She puts a lot of hours in, and she works real hard physically. But she also is what the guy said, this is what's needed. This job and what you're looking at, what you want, they said it's all there. So I'm saying yes, Debbie, definitely keep us in prayer. You know, all of you guys who are on Psychic Chat, on us, everybody put a prayer in. We want to do some abundance for Debbie. You know, she's our family and friend. We want to make sure she's not only getting in to get the good job, but she's also having some really good time there. You know, I don't know what else they got going on with the energy here, but the guides are showing me with you, Becky, that it's going to happen there real close. Debbie, sorry, they're giving me, someone's writing me on the thing. What are they doing to me? I got three people sitting here. Debbie, you have Debbie here talking. I've got energy happening here real quick. So what they're showing me is they're showing me that you have got, Debbie, some other cycles to do it. We want to make sure the other people put in their prayers and energies. Their guides are they're trying to tell me something about somebody else. We're going to say, all of you guys put in this for Debbie. Debbie, make sure with the job. I do see you also got to go through one more little hurdle here at home. They said that you've got some things happen there, that the person you've got's hurting a little bit or something physical. They're going to find out something in their diet's got to be changed a little bit.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to see what you felt about this job, if this was the right one or if I should still continue to look.
I feel this is the right one. We're going to keep out the prayers for you because I know with you, our Debbie, they're fighting for her over there. I think they're like trying to grab her like a steak on a plate with a bunch of hungry people. And I keep going, get back, and they just keep grabbing onto our Debbie. They go, everybody's got a
fork. Well, I can't wait for our personal chat for my next reading with you. So.
Okay. And thank you, Debbie. I can't wait too, and we'll be getting with that with you, me and you together. And I got a teacher. Okay. Almost, I had that was writing me stuff with three other names. So we're gonna thank you, Debbie. And I'm gonna get to these people that are just emailing me like
you
crazy.
Too.
Thank you, Debbie. We're having the wildest thing on the emails we've got with all of you guys who are writing. We do have a real fun thing that's been happening, and that's what I was saying earlier, is make sure, like with Debbie and friends of ours, that you are putting them on our prayer list. We're putting out there really good, clearly, that our friend, as we heard, was looking for, wanting a new job. Those of you guys that are putting in there, put out an abundance prayer, put it for each other. We did this a couple of months ago. We put a wave out across the country with prayers, positive light. It really isn't only the good thing to do, it's the right thing to do. So when you guys are feeling out the strength and you're feeling the light, put that out there. You know, we're wanting our blessed friend Debbie in Georgia to get a better job that's not only good financial for her, but beneficial for her physically, and more mentally, more something that's up her alley. You know, and then when people say, what do you mean up the alley? You know, how many of us are doing something that really can be okay, but it's paying everything and we're doing it? If you're not really in your career, sit down with the angel, start working with it. And if you're in your career where it's something you've got, do the turn. So what we're doing is here is we're putting this out for our friend and we all love Debbie. We're also putting out here, I got a couple of the prayers, and I had a couple of you guys writing me. Make sure to put out for our friend Becky in Illinois. She really, really needs to have herself in a position where she's also getting some of her financial needs met. And we got a little confusion there, and I apologize to our friend Debbie because we've got the two together, and I had someone at the same time typing me and writing a sentence, and I was trying to go, whoa, I'm on the phone, so we stopped here. We're also putting out that positive prayer for our friend Becky in Illinois, that her financial starts to get better, and that relationship and that person that she has starts helping be part of the relationship. So Becky in Illinois, there's a prayer out for you. Our third prayer we're putting out tonight, which we've got quite a few prayers, but our third one we're putting here is to make sure that our friend in Florida is safe. She is looking and is on her way, trying to find herself a place where she will be safe. We're all putting prayers out there. 937, you're on Psychic Gun Wall. We're getting through all the emails. We're getting back to the phone. No one's going to bother me. I had to get in there. This is 937. How are you?
Hi, thank you. I'd like to, this is Sandy, and I would like to know what you see for me coming up for love. I am ready for the man of my dreams to come in.
Oh, man. Whoa, Sandy. And we're seeing here with you, as you bring in the energy with what the guys are showing me, is they said that you're looking for the relationship. You have had some situations that you've gotten cleared out. You've done your feng shui. You've made space for the new one to come in. You've got the things happening. You are right in what you're saying in the energy. And they're showing me a little of the energy. They're telling me that you've got you've got someone there. We were teasing the friend last night about Santa Baby, and I think this ought to apply to you, too. Anybody who has ever heard that song, you know, basically that's the song they're playing, and they're showing me the energy with you, Sandy, is it Santa Baby. You're going to get that person that's going to be under the tree. I feel this is coming for you around the holidays, and it's also going to come by the fact that you're going to be out looking and in some area that is your own stuff. People forget when they're out shopping or doing things. You know, look at the caroling. Look at the other things. There's a lot of times, a lot of these social events that are happening. For you, Sandy, I feel that you already have this meant. The guys are telling me it's already in position, that you're going to be in a position where you're going to meet someone here. I do feel that it is. I still feel it's around Christmas. It's really close to Christmas. This is why I say Santa Baby for you. This is a time we're going into January. It's a time for relationships, big time. If you are looking and wanting to have relationships, this is a time to grab them. I mean, we were all talking. You guys have been hearing me the last couple of days. Mercury retrograde went out. Mercury flipped around, came back, tapped Cupid on the shoulder and said, get to work, dude, you know. That's what's happening. And, Sandy, I do feel there is a relationship. I also wonder, the guys are telling me that you've had a couple people that really weren't potential candidates for you.
That were or weren't?
That weren't. That you're, they're like, they're testing you to see. It's like there were some people kind of that were testing, trying to get into be relationship, and they just, it's just, you know, you're looking for a specific person.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm tired. I don't want all the bull now. I'm ready for fun, going out together, having a blast, no drama, just too old for all that stuff now. So I'm just looking for something satisfying.
That's what I feel, and that's what I feel exactly what they're saying. And I wanted to make sure they're a little bit and verify, because they showed them around, they showed them out there, but it's just not your cup of tea anymore. Why have yourself, you know, a salad when you want the whole meal? And what they're also saying, what's happened here is that they've started, and I say they, but your guys have put together a very much an energy of getting you to the right person, and I feel that is in the making. They're telling me that this is already kind of there going. I do see you here a little bit later on in the year dating out as we're going into 2013 really serious with someone. So it's all there in the making, Sandy. I feel the blessing. They're also a little leery with you that they're giving me little pieces of it. They're not showing it all out in your future, and they're telling me that part of this is that you have worked at handling too many things all at one time.
Yes, very much so.
Mm-hmm. That's what's happening. And so you are, that's the same way your pattern in your system is, that you're going to date that same way. You know, and this is something people have realized, that, you know, it's the way the universe is with it. You're out there and you're going 90 miles an hour, and you're just going boom, boom, and you're doing your job, you're doing your career. In your case, multiple tasking, doing this, doing there, over here. That's how they turn around and bring in the relationship. They go boom, to boom, bam. And you're like, wait a minute. I was over here dancing with Tremor. I was doing this song with bass, and you brought alto in. It's just like, bam. You know, and that's how they're going to do it. And what I love what they're telling me, Sandy, with you, is that it's going to be that surprise, catch him, get him, here we go, flip him in, and he's tied under the tree, here's your Christmas present. And that's what they're telling me. They said it's going to be that quick. They're also telling me that there is a, it's a Dan or a Daniel or something that has something to do with this. I keep getting that name.
Wow.
Dan. Okay. He goes by Dan or Daniel. And they keep telling me that you also have had some other things happen on some other street. They keep telling me that they're joking about that it's on a different street.
Different street. Okay.
Yeah, like what happened? You said, you know, you yourself said that, you know, it's kind of, you went through a little bit of date. Now, this isn't really, I got to be honest, the guides were a little bummed that you did date the ones you did. Your angels are very snobby. I mean, your navel's angels are going, you brought him in the house, he wasn't real, you know, and he was kind of goofy, but you put up with him. He
yes.
didn't know what to do. You didn't rub his nose in it, but you threw him out. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, oh, my gosh, you know, you're, you know.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, they did. I did. It, I can't handle the drinking and not, and wanting every woman that there is, flirting with everybody else. I want somebody that wants me.
Exactly, and that's what they're talking about, and that's why they're gonna flip them around. And it was really kind of a silly thing with it was, you've got a lot of class, and that's what's gonna click for you. I also they're telling me that no matter what, even if they have to go around and do this in, by the time you get into February, Valentine's is gonna be really good for you.
Oh, fantastic! Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome, and blessings to you, Sandy. We're going to go right in. We've got actually the last half of the show here. Those of you are going, we're going to play one quick song here to get a little bit of energy. I want to. And here we are. We're going to do a little bit of a break here and give us a little bit of Sunset Lagoon by Linda Irwin. Hello, this is Psychic Jethro. That was beautiful. That was Sunset Lagoon by Linda Irwin. We are here with Psychics Gone Wild, and we're handling the show and getting everyone to where they can get that time with me. I thank all of you guys who have been patient. We had a little bit of technical difficulties with 773-897-6461 phone number. But we're back, and we're here. And hang on, I will take the next call, which is 860 in 1 second. This is Psychic Jethro. How are you, 860?
Good. How are you?
Really good. I'm just trying to find out why this phone is being that way.
Okay. Well, I'll assume that you can hear me. This is Christine, by the way, and I thank you for taking my call. And here's my question. I have been on the board of directors at my condo association for the past 2 years, and I've also been acting as a president of the association. And it's been a really, it's been stressful at times, but it's been a very good learning experience for me. But my term, it's a 2-year term, and it expires next week. And I need to decide whether to run for the board again or move on to other things.
I feel that the guides are telling me with you that it seems like the guides are telling me that you're going to be moving on. It seems like it's a good thing, though. It looks like as one door closed, another open, as they said. Part of the other things that are happening for you is that you've been strengthening up some situations that you want to. They said, Christine, they're telling me that you've had a content life. You said it's pretty much coming to that point where it's closing, but I see that you really kind of want a change. I feel like you're craving it a little bit.
Most definitely. And you know, what I've been doing, actually, is I've been working but not for pay. I've been kind of looking at caretaking for a parent, and I've been doing this, which has almost been like a full job, but it's been volunteer work. And I'd like to kind of go back and do similar types of, use the same type of skills that I developed, but actually get paid for it.
I feel that. I feel this is going on. I feel like it. I think that there's something else happened, you know.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, I hate to close the door here if it's not time to, because there's some, you know, I feel useful in this capacity. But if it is time, then I think it would be too much for me to take on something new and still do this. So you think that it is time to sort of like hang this up?
That's what they're saying. It is time, and it's going to be even a better part, too. It's going to start a new part of the chapter of your life, Christine, and I'm glad you got through with the phones. We were having all the technical difficulties, and it just went warm, and your phone comes through, and the angels are telling me it's because this is how things have been. You've been kind of in a cloud. You've been things happening. Now it's going to end, and then you're going to be in a very positive state. You have some other really good skills about you. You are able to really bring in a good living. You know,
well, good.
And they're also saying that you've been at a point where you've kind of gotten a little tired of some of the situation. It was just, it's like if they make a joke, they're like they put you on layaway, and now they're pulling you back out. It's like put me in, coach, kind of thing.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, okay. So time to look for and find something new.
That's what they're saying. And the guides are telling me that it's really good. I see you out there. I see you doing it. I see you enjoying yourself. I also see that what else is going to happen for you is you also have got this, it seems like they're showing it like a change altogether. It's not just the shift of what's obvious. This is going to cause the change, but it's going to shift in the change for you. It's going to put you back into that part of life where you were doing before, where you're bringing in more of the financial, and you're also feeling the really release of the pent-up energy. This sitting there and this being there, as you've done, has been okay for what it's had, like you said, doing the exchange. But it's also been with the mom and the other emotional, a lot of pull for you.
Right. And so maybe that's what I'm moving towards is, you know, there's been a lot of, you know, working for other people, and maybe now it'll be time to do something that just kind of is fun for me.
That's what I'm feeling. That's what they said. And they said financially. It showed me like business creativity, like you've got some, you're really good in like marketing.
Yeah, I've done that in the past. Yeah.
And it is one of those things. I mean, those are, I know I say all the stressful words, right? You guys all just notice how I nonchalantly drop them out there. Any of us on the other side of that are going, and she's like, oh, I've done that before. Christine's all cast. And it's like, well, Christine, those are the words that are those financial things that's got some other blessing for you. I see you working out some other things for yourself too, that you're ready to be out there in the world. It's there. They keep showing me that there's a part with relationship and some other things that are there too. And until all this stuff had to kind of come to a point of helping and doing it, you know, you said it was the condo that released. Am I correct?
Yes, it's a condo association. It was a board position. There's been lots of controversy, and I think what was good about it is that it just really built up my confidence in myself, so that now I can bring that to another area of my life.
Yes, that's what, it'll also be a point where now you can take it in to also, like you said, and the really good part is you're a good valued person. I feel that this had to go to that. You're right now with, you've got your sales ready, you've got the good part, and the excellent thing is you'll go into something that is more in your field, more productive, and more financially in your pocket for a while to get you into that sailing point of enjoying some other things, because they're telling me that it's time to also get the dating hat on. We talked about love knocking on the door. They're like trying to get you out, going, here, Christine, it's time to start.
Okay, that's pretty dusty.
Okay. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Well, that's what they're saying. And they're telling me that there's going to be in the relationship for you to have some other energy there that is going to be, whether it's destiny or not, it's going to work out. It's going to be real good. And definitely keep us informed, Christine. We're going to keep the blessings because I feel like this is a little bit of a – you're welcoming the change. It just seems like you're a little bit – what guys keep showing me is you're just a little bit gingerfoot of going, okay, where's the next step to get through this? You know, I'm dancing on this, but I'd like to kind of go, where's the next step for me? And what they're showing me is it's going to be really good, and it looks like it's going to be fast for you. I keep seeing that it's like the year seems to start out with it, handling these things that you've got. 2013 goes in a real quick flow. It starts to move, and they're telling me that there's some other energies there that are not only helping you with the angel work, but there seems to be a lot of other situation for you that's going to be very positive, very fast. I see you getting into work. I see some other with a relationship. And I laugh, that hat gets undusted. You get some dating out there. You also get some other friends because I feel like the people you have now are okay, but they're wanting to add to that. They want you to have some more social out there away from the sad and the caregiving all the time.
Great, great. And yeah, and it's like with the caregiving, I finally got some financial aid approved. So that is finally going to enable me to not be 100% tied to the caregiving. That's what's going to allow me to go up. And so you're seeing that it's going to happen maybe a couple months or so that I might find some work?
That's what they're saying. And the reason it's happening is, you know, you're in the holiday season, which is usually a time for businesses to do, you know, what they're doing. They're really hit. But I do see it taking it, and I see it right after it. It seems like they're telling me that it's going to go through right after the year. It's like in January. It is a couple of months. Yeah, close to that. But I see you're already putting in the efforts. You're getting things out there. The good thing is you're getting your name all over. You know, and that's the ticket. As I keep seeing that, you know, I had a friend tease me. They said, anymore in the marketing of the world, it's a numbers game. And it's like, yeah, in a way it is, because if you look at how our societies went, if you put in the energies of it, I also see that you've got a really good thing on your also in your favor, is that you have good references and you have a good resume behind you.
Great. Great. Well, that's all very positive. I thank you so much.
Thank you for calling, Christine. This is Psychic Jethro, and we're here on Psychic's Gone Wild, and thank you. We're going on to B.C. Watson. How are you, B.C. Watson?
Good evening, sir. I'd like to thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for calling in. We welcome you to Psyche's Gone Wild. This is Jethro, and how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Right now, I guess the only thing that's on my mind right now that I like no insight on is that I'm completing my doctoral studies, and I just want to know, first of all, do you see me getting a job within the next 6 months in my field?
I do, and I'm going to get apologize with you because I do. I have to ask your guides' permission. Do you mind giving me a first name?
Sure, my name is Brian.
No problem. And the reason I asked Brian, so your guides will let me see. And Brian, they're telling me that I see you getting, you said the next 6 months, I do see you getting a job. I also see that you are, you said you're finishing your doctorate degree. I feel that you're also finishing up some energy there. It feels like where you are and where you're living, it's like it's all kind of coming with this degree, and the things that you're having is that you're ready for your life to really pick up and take off to a new level.
That's very true, sir. That's very true.
It's very good, and I like your guides' energy because what they're showing me and what I taking this look and see what they're showing me is they keep showing me like it's like a golf course. You're like on the green. It's like, here you go, and now you've gotten this. Now you go. Now, you know, and you got to bear with me. I'm not much of a golfer, obviously, for what you're going to be doing in your degree. You know, this is probably the right reason why they're sending you there. But what they're showing me is they show me that it's all going to be really good and easy. And the work is going to be where you're going to be needed and a job. And what I feel that also it is they keep saying clinic. They keep telling me that it's going to work at a clinic.
Okay.
So this is it looks to me, and it's definitely on the East Coast.
Wow, that's related to law school.
Okay.
Well, I may be going to law school next, after all, because I'd be going into a special ed clinic. Wow.
Okay, good. Is that how the guys are telling me that you're also very, not only gifted in what you're looking at to do, but you're also really enjoying. You are very good, not only enjoying about learning, but it's like a green. They keep showing me like that, and it keeps going. Okay, you've went to here, now you're going through here. I don't see any like sand problems or anything problem. I just see it smooth sailing, like bloink, bloink, and here you go. And it's also something else that's happening. You've got some I feel like you've got some family or some people that really love you that you're gonna turn around and help them a little bit here in between this when you're waiting for the job. There's someone that's been kind of, I feel like a she that's been kind of leaning or having some things kind of going. You're going to be able to help them back a little bit and get them out of this slump they're in.
Oh, okay. Yes, I know what you're talking about.
I feel that, and they're a good person. They've got it very much with the angel. They just get in the slump, and it looks like to me that they're like going, okay, and it's like, all right. Now, the angel said to tell you that, remember how you've always been. You've always been the one that kind of shines through. Everything has been, it hasn't been easy for you and your family, but you always kind of shine through. You come through and go, okay, what have I got to clean up and do now? And you just do it.
All right.
Okay. That's very good.
Can I ask one last question in relation to next 6 months?
Mm-hmm.
Relationship-wise, do you see anything coming?
I do see, it's ironic, but I see a new relationship coming for you. And I do feel that what's happened here is that you're ready to take into a new relationship. The guys have been telling me that you've been looking for this, and it's like... It's like something else is happening here, too. It's like something else is going on with you, really. It's like it just doesn't seem to be able to make sense with this relationship. I got to ask you a couple of questions. Do you mind? I apologize. We'll do this in relationship. Did you date someone who was always, some other stuff that was always going in with you that wanted to basically be with you but couldn't because of other situation? Okay, Brian, I got your number. It took me a little bit. And then people laugh about when I say it like that, but I'm very gifted. I could sit down with you in a room in 2 minutes. I can name you everything, just literally. But it takes a little more over the phone. But they're showing me this person. They're showing me that this person and you were really, this was like, this one could have been the one. You two could have wrote stuff that Alicia Keys would be singing today. I mean, it's just like it's beautiful music. You know what I'm saying? Yes, you know what I'm talking about. I feel the love. I feel the energy. And I feel what really happened here is this is still now you guys are coming through a different energy. They're showing me a new person now, and they're telling me that this is going to come through. But they're also telling me that it's not easy for you. I mean, you can pick up a date. You can pick up a body in relationship. But what they're talking about is that this is the love is what you're looking for. You're looking for that kind of love you had with that other person, and I feel that that's going to be there. They're telling me, yes, in the next 6 months you're going to be dating, but that new love is going to come along till probably close to a little bit over a year later, because you're looking for all of it. You want the cake, you want it lit up, you want the fireworks. You really found love, and you had love with this person. It just, due to situations, it couldn't work out, and it's a sad thing.
Man, you good. I got to get it private.
Thank you. I thank you. Do get with me, and I thank you for that. That's a very good compliment. You've made my night by saying that. Bless you, Brian, and I'm going to keep the thoughts up and keep us tuned in because you got some hot stuff coming up in about a year.
A whole lot, I see. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. This is Psychic Jethro. We're going right along, and we are having one of those nights. We got 12 minutes left of Psychics Gone Wild. 678, you're on live. How are you?
Hi, this is Kevin calling from Atlanta.
Hi, Kevin. This is Jethro. I welcome you, and thank you for calling in to Psychics Gone Wild.
I have a question concerning... I had a dream the other night, actually 2 weeks ago, that it told me everything... I'm talking about my intentions, and it says everything is set. The decision has been made. The die has been cast. And I didn't take that as a negative. Because I'm kind of a positive person, but sometimes my positiveness gets in front of good judgment, and I don't see something ahead because I'm just overlooking it. Can you? What it has to do is two of my intentions have come about positive for me, but I have one that seems to elude me, and that's towards my financial rebound again. Can you tell me if the die is cast, is it a positive sense to this?
I do feel it is. I do feel it is with you, Kevin. And as that you were talking there, and the energy is going, this is it's already been done with the work, and it's going to be the next couple of years with you. It is exactly what it means. I do feel that you are a strong person, and let's be real blunt here. You sometimes you will put yourself in front of others. And what I feel that's happened is you've done this before. You've got people who love you. I can feel that from the other side. I feel that they're telling me from the other side on the other that have passed that you're okay with this that's going to happen. It's going to be a good thing. I do feel that what also they're working to have happen for you is they're putting out a lot of other strength for you. It just seems like I do feel that you may lose another person in your family again, but it's not a bad thing. I don't feel that it's like someone who's going to be taken that's, you know, real young. I feel like that someone's kind of – there's something, some kind of sad depression, Kevin. I apologize, but I keep picking up – I feel like that you have a loved one or someone there that's kind of going through – some sadness of their own, and they've been having some problems, like, I want to say physical aches and pains, some problems. And there's...
I'm not aware of anyone like that. One of my brothers is that way, but I have two adult daughters, and my brother's pretty old right now, so...
I feel your daughters are just really rocking. I mean, there's some things happen with this. I feel that their situation is really going to be some things that are going to go. I also feel the really good thing, just like you said there. I also see that something else is going on for you. That there's something financial that's going to be better too. You've worked hard all these years. I keep feeling like there's some other things that are there, and your guides are just giving you that heads up that it's all going to go through with this. I do feel another strength that's happening for you, too. I feel like you're going to come through. You know, when you said that, my first reaction, I had to look at your health because that's what I do. What I'm perceiving and what the guides are telling me is you're going to do some stuff on your own to even help yourself. I feel like you're kind of getting ready for this next part of your phase of your life is that you – the guys are telling me that you just work too hard, Kevin. There's times that you, and no one's going to change you. They're telling me that ain't no good to tell you. They're telling me that you just, that's how you are, and there's nothing that's hurting you health-wise, but it is good. I feel it's more in a financial. I also am picking up from you that you're not done by a long shot with some other work that they want you to help with. It seems like this isn't just like usually, it's just like raising kids. I see some other work, but I see this is going to be more helping out with some other things. That's why I said to your girls, I feel like your girls have got some other things that are going to be coming to you, working with you on stuff, and it's going to be a good. It's going to be good for everybody. You're a good dad. I take a compliment. I read for a lot of people. My whole life I've read, and I see you are one of those fathers who you're reasonable. You're a good man, and you work with your children to know what in life they want and what they can do, and what there's no limitations with you. When they work with you, you work with them in a real setting of let's make your life better.
That's amazing because I started a Big Brother. I'm in the Big Brother program. My daughters are adults now,
mm-hmm.
and I keep on thinking I want to adopt a child. And it eludes me all the time, and I just sometimes I, but if my intuition's telling me I'm going to adopt an older child, like a 10, 12 year old child, and but I have nothing on the horizon right now.
It's going to happen. It's going, and it is. You know, right now it isn't, but it is going to, and it's already. Like I love what they said. You know, something else that's going to be happening for you too is you're going to really feel the strength. You're going to also start to really pick up that energy, and what's going to come through is that this child's going to be there, and you're going to do this again. You're really a good parent, and I love how you said they're adults, and so yes, I would say that is in the process. I also see another responsibility, and I'm glad you told me with that because. You know, you'd said two daughters, but the guys show me other people and children. You are not only a good role model, you're one of those people in life that is needed. You're a treasure. Take it as a compliment. Years of advocacy. Most people do not understand our younger youth for us, and most people don't understand with children. You're one of those gifted people that they not only look up to you, but you put in this time and effort, and that's part of the other strength that's going to be really positive is I do see later some other things happening there. And your guys are going to start to raise your energy up. You know, you're like what they call the genie in the lamp. They rub you the right way, you do the work. They set you back, you're still a beautiful antique in the house. You've been kind of sitting and doing your work and helping in this organization. I see you're really going to strengthen up some more friends and more helping these younger youth. I do see that. It's funny you said because I think that is part of also what's later in your future. And the guys are telling me that you have you have some other financial blessing. It's like I keep looking if it's an investment or if it's something financial because they show me a good little windfall. They show me you coming into this, and in April and May, it's some good parts of some money. It looks okay. to be like.
Okay. So there's nothing I need to do, is there? Because when I say the die is cast, I always try to work for something, or I get excited doing that. But I feel as though I'm supposed to let it come to me.
Yeah, I feel you are too. I think you're right on it. Your intuition, they say never go against your gut intuition, and it is going to come to you. I also feel another really good thing that's going to happen too is you've earned some what we call karmic coins. It's not just helping the youth as you've done, but it's also how you've been in your force and your life. And what the guides are showing me here, all of us are going into 2013. We know about Ascension for 2012. Any of you guys are keeping up the new things, and you guys reading my books, know that the new part of what's happening is it's now karmic coins. So 2013, you're getting those karmic energy. And that's going to be what you said, waiting for it coming. You're right on it. I mean, you're just getting right on with it, what everybody else is looking at. You're taking names and taking it in. So, Kevin, I welcome you. Thank you. Do follow us.
Thank
Put
you
in
so
for
much.
Our. You're welcome. Put in for our gift basket there on PsycheStonewall.com. This is Psyche Jelter. We got a few minutes left of the show. We got one more caller out of five of you. And the rest of you guys, come on, please call in Monday. We'll be on again. And don't forget Tuesday night at 8 p.m., it's Pamela Cummings. And you guys know how good and excellent she is, our musical psychic who's very gifted. This is Psyche Jelter with our last caller of the night, 240. What do you know?
Hi, how are you?
Oh, really excited, really good. We got real quick here. If I can get you to give me a question, I'll answer it for you.
I am going through everything else is fine in my life. I have direction, but the one in my life that I really need to figure out is relationships with other people, particularly a business relationship that I'm forming with someone to help sell my podcast commercially. And I am just about so frustrated with this guy, and I don't know why. So I was hoping to get some insights and what to do about it.
Okay, and I the guys are telling me that it's just very frustrating. I really would like to tell you that it's just great and smoothing, and I always love the positive ending, but the guides aren't showing me that. They're showing me that this is going to take you being headstrong and getting this to happen. I feel this other person's got some other things that are taking their interest away. I do see that you're working on it. I do see that you are the main interest of this energy of getting it handled. And what I keep seeing is they're showing me that it's going to take sitting down some quite a few hours, some other tears. It looks like you're trying to get this up and off the ground with little to no money, is what they're telling you.
Yeah, and I paid him for 6 sessions, and it was his idea to start early. I was like, let me at least give you a huge down payment. But for some reason, it's just, to me, it's not even that. It's just his attitude, and it just feels antagonistic towards me. It feels like there's something personal that he has an issue with me.
That's what I feel, and I really, you're right on it. And now, you know, what I'm really getting here with the energy and what the guys are telling me, give me your name again.
Catherine,
I'm feeling the energy that really is sad, is it seems like the energy with him is doing this. Now, you've paid all these sessions with him, and he's not working with you in the energy. I do feel that the other part that's really got you going there is that it's going to have to take, I see you really having to work out this is not happening. And you're right, there is something with you that he's doing this. It's not you're putting out the intent. It's like he's not able to get through. Sometimes this happens in other work, and it's like I don't think he's got his professional hat on when it comes to you. I don't mean to be rude or offensive, but I've got to be blunt, and that's what I feel. I don't think he's really giving you what you're asking for because he's not really got his professional hat on.
So what's the underlying issue?
It looks to me, and quickly, they're going to turn us off here. If it does, you know, I apologize. We're going to have a little bit of time here going into it. It's what I think the issue is that he is not really able to put his forward there. It seems like everything's happening with him. You know, it just looks like it's going to happen with him not doing this. That's why I apologize. They're really hitting me and they're cutting me off while I'm talking on the phone. But it looks like they're going to be able to do that. It's like no matter how you look at it, he's got his other cycle going on, and it just seems to be...
So he has, I mean, I understand all that, but I'm just not understanding why, I guess. I mean, I know they're about to cut you off. I'm trying to get to the why. What's the issue? Is he doesn't like me? He's attracted to me? What? I'm just trying to see what the why is.
Basically, is that he can't seem to get his act together. It's not anything with you. And what I'm getting is the why is that he's basically doing that. It's like no matter how you look at it or what you've got, he's doing that because he's not handling what he should be doing. He's off in another energy. And that's where you're going to have to put the foot on. Please get a hold of me, Catherine, for the last sex of, you know, get a hold of me at JethroSmith.net. We'll look at it, see if I would encourage looking at, I mean, you want a full reading with this because this is something that's not right. It's just, you know, you've got to handle it. You don't want to go anymore, but you have, this is karma, why the person needs to take care of his job. And you're paying for him not doing that. And so that's what I'm getting. And you guys, thank you guys for Psyche's Gone Wild. Until tomorrow.